Welcome to the Game Slave Podcast, episode 40 and a half.
Yeah, we don't have a lot for today, but we can blame Blizzard for that. But we promise we'll have more next week, when we've actually had a chance to indulge our StarCraft fanboyisms and fangirlisms.
Yeah, between Blizzard releasing StarCraft 2 and my job, I've had very little time for Steve.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, and I've only managed like 3 or 4 hours or something in StarCraft 2 so far.
We're all not real far in, but by next week we hope to at least have half the campaigns done, have some campaign missions done maybe?
Maybe.
I make no guarantees about any online play because, well, I'm not that good and I will get my ass kicked in about 20 seconds.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, that's why Irish Pride and I only play, you know, together in 2 versus 2 against the computer, but even then, I suck. I can't build fast enough. I'm not like all these people who have everything in their head and they can already plan everything out.
Yeah.
I was just like, I don't know what to do.
Big help is to just learn the keyboard shortcuts for building things.
I can't hotkey. Every time I hit F1, it would go to an SCV that was idle. And I was like, no, I want to make you into a group.
You know, you make one into a group.
Control one and then it's just one.
Control one.
Yeah,
okay.
Like number, not function keys. The function keys all do, like, the menus and stuff.
Yeah.
And F1 goes to an idle worker.
Yeah, I trap one. See, this is how good I am. I trap a guy in a corner behind a turret and a missile launcher. And so he couldn't do anything. And he didn't die because we wiped out the computer, so... But yeah, see, there's my skill at StarCraft 2. Which is, like, non-existent. I guess I'm just not as big on the whole StarCraft thing.
I never played StarCraft. I just have found that like RTS is more recently than when StarCraft came out, and so I'm playing StarCraft 2 now.
When I played original StarCraft, I cheated a lot. I used the cheat code so I could get through the story.
Yeah, this one,
cheat codes do work. One of my coworkers told me this. It turns off achievements if you turn on the cheat codes, but they do work. So if you want your achievement whoring, you have to keep the cheat codes off.
Well, it's not as though, you know, normal difficulty is really very hard. Normal difficulty is quite reasonable to get through. So.
At least what we've played so far.
Yes, true. I'm sure there'll be some point where there's, you know, like 5 giant Zerg monster things or something.
Something, something.
Each wielding 2 smaller Zerglings.
But anywho, we'll get more on that next week, promise. And this week's going to be a relatively short show. Just a few things. Starting in October, something-ish. PS3 is going to go discless for Netflix, finally. And apparently it's also going to get a search functionality, which the Xbox is sorely missing. September 29th, we're going to get an official release date for the 3DS, along with the unofficial price point. And the Michael Jackson estate has sued Popcat over Plants vs. Zombies.
I don't know if they sued. I think they sent them a cease and desist, which they're honoring for the Michael Jackson-inspired dancer zombie. Apparently, it parodies too close to the Thriller music video with Michael Jackson, so...
But it's so easy!
Yeah. They're putting in a new one. Supposedly, they're putting in the disco dancer guy who kind of looks like Disco Stews if he was dead from The Simpsons with his backup dancers. They're all in bell bottoms and such.
Well, I look forward to a few months from now when we hear Matt Groening sending PopCap a cease and desist.
It doesn't look anything like him. It's just, you know, it's the closest thing I can think of.
Okay. Well, in that case, I guess we're all right.
And,
it makes me kind of sad, though.
I was listening to a news story the other day about a study that was done on whether or not reviews actually affect people's opinions of a game, and it was using Plants vs. Zombies. So they took 3 groups, they had their control, none of them had heard anything of Plants vs. Zombies before, they didn't know what the game was, or anything like that. Three out of the 3 groups, 1 group, the control, didn't get any literature about the game at all. Then another group got literature that made it sound like it was the game of the year. Well, the third group got literature saying it was the worst game ever. And the group that got Game of the Year was more likely to take the game over money and give it a higher grade than the control group was, whereas the group that got, had the horrible review was more likely to take the money over the game and gave it a slightly, gave it a lower review than the control group did, showing that the literature they read beforehand actually did kind of affect the game that they read, or the game that they played.
So in other words, reviews are self-reinforcing. That is, if we tell you that a game is good, you will think that it is good. I feel powerful.
But we still have to be honest with our stuff, or people will eventually stop trusting us. Like, back when Sony hired their own reviewer in order to call it, make Pauly Shore movies good.
I've heard other things along similar lines, too, for that.
So, the reviewers only work as long as we are as honest as we can about them. The moment we start saying a bad game is good, then our opinions mean squat. So, fortunately, we're too small to actually be bribed for anything. So, all the stuff we talk about here is our honest opinion of the game.
Yeah.
Or wild speculation about what we wish the game was.
But that's
or what the game should be if we were actually playing it.
I just wonder if sometimes reviewers have played the same game, because what was it? Irish Pride and I were looking at the Hydro Thunder Hurricane. It's the new Xbox Live release for the Summer Arcade, which apparently is a remake of the old arcade Hydro Thunder, which I think I vaguely remember, but I don't know if I ever actually played it.
I played it. It was at the movie. It was at the arcade next to the movie theater, so it was something I did on break when Marvel vs. Capcom was full.
Yeah, so you know, you pilot around super fast, you know, boats, speedboats around courses. And he was looking at reviews, and one site gave it like 8, 8.5, and then another one gave it like 5, 5.5 or something. And it's like, did they play the same game, or did it just have varying opinion, you know, that much of a varying opinion, or, I don't know. I guess take it as you will. Sometimes I can't read, at least, you know, people who review, or at least post comments on a particular item when it starts getting, you know, like hundreds to thousands, because sometimes people are not actually rating what they've played, but all the speculation and everything else, so it's like, stick with the product, don't go all off on things.
I'll agree with that. And this will be in the show notes. There is a new video done by the Guild with Felicia Day.
Oh, did it come out today, like episode 3, or?
Well, it's to promote to season 4.
Yeah, season 4's already started. I watched the first 2 already.
Well, it's a new music video. I watched it.
Oh, on new music video.
Yeah, new music video.
Okay, I thought you were talking about.
No, it's a new music video. I watched it on a site called Topless Robot.
I have to tell my brother, because he's the one who's been watching it and making me watch it.
It's a pretty entertaining video. It uses our tagline a lot in it.
Just one more life?
Game on.
Oh, game on.
And I think that's it for today's short show. You guys got anything else you want to add?
It's a very short show.
Well, that's why it's episode 4.5 and not episode 41.
Yeah, because hopefully next time Irish Pride will be with us. And
maybe we'll even have better equipment for recording.
Hooray!
It'll stop. Our podcast will be slightly less like a cheese grater to your
Well, I know my voice is already bad enough. I'm sorry. I have a high-pitched voice. I don't try.
We could just lay a robot effect over your voice.
Well, you're already a female, so you're already out of the ordinary from that compared to some people. Except for Sarcastic Gamer Pink, which, okay, Sarcastic Gamer, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, they're doing this really awesome thing. They've done it, this is like their third year, it's called Extra Life. It's basically a 24-hour gaming marathon that that all the funds that are raised from it go to local children's hospital to fund pediatric cancer research.
Life's funny, the way it throws stuff at you. Just when you think you've got it made and everything's just hunky-dory, something happens. The garage door falls off on your car, or your boss tells you you're being transferred to Detroit, or maybe your best friend is more fond of your girlfriend than you. It happens. You kind of have to roll with it. But all around the world, kids are dealt some pretty rough cards from time to time, and they can't just roll with it. Cancer doesn't just up and go away. Serious injuries don't just heal themselves. Fortunately, when things get serious for kids, there's a Children's Miracle Network hospital waiting to help, regardless of their family's financial situation. The third annual Extra Life 24-hour video game marathon provides direct support for the Children's Miracle Network Hospital in your town. And we need your help to ensure local kids have the best care and equipment standing by, just in case life throws itself in harm's way. Visit extralife.sarcasticgamer.com and find out how you can connect to one of the largest events of its kind and make a huge difference in your community on Saturday, October 16th. The third annual Extra Life Video Game Marathon from sarcasticgamer.com and this podcast.
Play games, yo kids.
So, it's being sponsored by a lot of people. It goes to your local children's hospital. So, in our case, it would go to the local Denver one. I'll go ahead and put a link to this their content on this information. And they've been advertising the hell out of this. In the event you're going to PAX, they're doing this big thing in Seattle at the Fox Sports Bar and Grill where they're pre-selling tickets for it, where all the funds, all the proceeds made for it go to Extra Life. So... It's showing that gamers continually care.
I guess my topic is can't think of the word now. The word has existed.
Generous?
Yes. But at least it's video game related. Tomorrow on your local PBS station will be the Games Live.
Video Games Live.
Video Games Live, which is an hour and a half symphonic suite of video game music from all sorts of different consoles and systems and games, which, if you have listened to our previous podcast, Assimilator and Irish Pride already got the live treatment when they went to E3, but at least they are recording it and broadcasting it on PBS. For us in the local Denver area, it is on channel 12, and it shows at 7 a.m., but then again, at like 8 p.m., I believe. I know it does it once in the morning and once at night.
I'm going to set the DVR here in a minute.
Yeah, that's what we did yesterday. Or today.
So I just watched it some point. Yay!
Yeah, it's really awesome. When we went and saw it live, the show is going to be narrated by, Jamie Lee Curtis? Yeah, I think it was Jamie Lee Curtis that's narrating the show.
She seems like an odd choice.
That's what we thought when we saw it, when we looked at it last time. I was like, really? Jamie Lee Curtis?
Maybe she's a secret gamer and we just don't know it.
Maybe they just had a dartboard of, celebrities that haven't gotten a lot of work lately. And just kind of went...
Well, she's been doing a lot of commercials. Mm-hmm. She's been doing one for yogurt.
That's nice. Yogurt commercials must not be on in prime time.
They're on during the day. When there's nothing else on. I have 400 and some odd channels, and there's nothing to watch in the middle of the day.
That's why you have Hulu.
Never looked at Hulu. We never had access to Hulu in New Zealand. It's a U.S.-only thing, and so I forget about it.
Well, now you can start remembering it. When you have nothing to do in the middle of the day and you're not drawing something, you can watch Hulu.
I think that's all I do. I can't think of anything else right now.
Okay. So, have a great week, probably, in this case. I think we should be back in a week's time since we kind of skipped a week there a little while ago. And then, until then, game on!
Game on!
Game on!